Hello and welcome to Freudian Quips, a WPRK 91.5 FM radio show dedicated to promoting mental health awareness through the examination of popular culture and global current events. I'm your host, Dr. Samuel Sanabria, and unfortunately, Dr. Derek Palladino is unable to join us today. But today we do have two guests, actually, who are here to talk about a very wonderful and important film that they produced as part of the 25th Annual Florida Film Festival. The name of the film is called Other People's People, and it's a romantic comedy. And it's part of the shorts program, too, called Ashes to Ashes. And it's screening, actually, today at the Enzian, I believe, at 4 p.m. So I have Mike Lavoie and Carly Briglia, who are the producers of the film. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be on.
Great. Now, in full disclosure, I do have to say that I have not seen the film, but I have seen the trailer for it, and it looks great. It's definitely my type of movie. Can you say?
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, can you say a little bit more about the film?
Yeah, Carly and I, we do a lot of producing, and we're also the writers of the film. The two of us wrote it. And the way it came about was, the director, James Fundell, is a very good friend of ours. And he does a lot of theater directing in New York City. And Carly and I have done a bunch of producing and writing as well. And and we're all friends. And, James had been on us for the longest time to write something together because the three of us are good friends and we have, similar comedic sensibilities. And, writing something is like, with someone else is kind of a special relationship. Like you kind of like, and it's also very tenuous, you don't want to sort of like just jump into writing something with anyone because it's like it's a bizarre process, writing something on your own, let alone letting someone else inside like that world. And so he was on us for the longest time. And finally he brought us to his mom's house in upstate New York. And we sort of had like a nice weekend away. And he was like, listen guys, I really want to like kick around some ideas. Like, what would you guys be interested in writing? And we talked about a bunch of like, just like very broad things of like what interests us. And the thing that we ended up settling on was infidelity. We were like, oh, infidelity is really interesting because there's so many ways you can be unfaithful. You can be, you can be emotionally unfaithful. You can be sexually unfaithful, of course. And obviously, we live in New York City. We have a lot of friends who are like inside and out of relationships constantly. And so that it's really fertile ground for for the two of us. And we just were like, yeah, we just started talking about it and all these different kinds of relationships and different people. And very gradually, or actually very quickly over the course of that weekend, we sort of established these three couples and these characters emerged from that conversation, and we ended up writing a feature film called Other People's People. And then we were like, well, we should probably make a short and see if it holds up. And that's where we are today.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I can imagine how this is the whole writing process, as you mentioned earlier, can be such a intimate experience, especially with a story like this. If it's very delicate very complex. So I can see how it's an intimate experience and how it would be challenging to work with somebody else if you have all these ideas as far as what you would like to tell in a story.
Yeah, I think it is something that we were both maybe a little bit, we'd sort of worked together before and we were friends, but we had never really written anything together. And I've never actually written anything with another person, so it was not something that I, knew implicitly how to do, but it actually ended up going pretty smooth. It went very well. Like, it sort of happened very naturally, and we didn't really disagree on too many things. And if we did, I think once we sort of dive deeply into like why we feel strongly about something, I think the best idea tends to win. It involves a lot of sort of trust and respect, but I think once you have that, you're arguing over ideas, and it's very personable, but it's not something that, like, it's not something that can't be resolved if you just start. We're both really sort of committed to finding the most, like, honest and truthful and hopefully funny moment, and we have a very similar sensibility. So if that's sort of our guiding principle and we're going towards that, we can sort of put our egos aside, which we were able to do. I think it ends up, you know, two minds are better than one, I think, is the general consensus.
Well, how do you make infidelity funny? Because, you know, it's a romantic comedy, but it's such a serious experience for many people. How was that for you?
Oh, man. I mean, personally, I've just, you know, to be totally honest, like, I've been unfaithful before. I've had people be, like, unfaithful to me. So, like, I've been on both sides of it. And I think it's very funny. I mean, like, I think it's implicitly funny. Like, it hurts, like, me personally, but, like, when you hear someone talk about, like, getting cheated on or, like, you know, the reasons, you know, why people do what they do is hilarious. Because the answer is just, like, I wanted to, you know? I just kind of wanted to do it, you know? And, like, there's like a wonderful selfishness in that I think is actually very humorous.
Yeah, and I think also, I think the film itself is a comedy for sure. And I think the way that we like to write and the things that we also like to see aren't sort of situational comedies, like where the situation is really hilarious. But I think certainly we in our own lives deal with things that are very light and things that are very dark. But throughout that, we find a way to weave the humor into it. And it's a little bit, I think it's a little bit dark. Which is like, but we tend to gravitate towards the kind of people who sort of in a moment of sadness or, you know, pain can still kind of look at it and laugh a little bit as a way of dealing with it. So I think that's sort of our general, you know, outlook on life. And that's sort of the way that we approach it. Not like, oh, there's all these relationships that are sort of falling apart. What, that's hilarious. But like, basically, you know, there's moments of real anger and pain, and we don't really shy away from that, but also that there is real humor in the way that people go about relating to each other, people, and trying to be loved and trying, you know, to do the thing that's right for them. And so I think infidelity was certainly our way into this world, but I think the more that we sort of went into it, the thing that's really interesting to us is not just like sort of the like mechanics of cheating or any of that type of thing, but just the sort of psychology of what is it that drives someone to do this? Is it like the ways that we behave inside of relationships and out, and sort of who you are when you're with someone, when you're with a specific person, generally someone that you've been with for a while, and then what is it about meeting someone new that is tempting for someone?
Yeah, you know, it's not funny when it's in the moment, I can imagine, but once you have gone through it and you've gone through your own healing process, that you can look back at it and find those humorous parts of it. But you know, I'm thinking about this is a very complicated issue, and you know, to take something that for many people is such a negative experience, and then finding the humor behind it. But then also, it seems like the film has very tender moments. It seems like it's a big learning about oneself experience.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's like, I think one of our sort of guiding principles is like, I think figuring out relationships in general is a difficult thing. And the thing about it is it's not just like three couples who are totally separate from us. Like, there are two of the people in the film are brother and sister. We have a pair of roommates who used to date, and now they're friends, people who live across the hall from each other, so they're like sort of more casual friends. I think it's, and their lives are all sort of intertwined, so I think it's a lot about, you know, how we as humans relate to each other and figuring out sort of what you need for yourself, and then trying to figure out also like how to support and like meet the needs of another person, which is all really complicated. But I think it's, you know, you might not be exactly like any of the characters in the film, but I think anyone watching it, or I hope anyone watching it, would find themselves a film.
Yeah, well, now be honest with us. Be honest with us. Any of your personal experiences portrayed in this film?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, in part, it's funny because what you end up doing is, you know, part of the writing process, you get together and you talk about the film, but, like, you talk about the character and how they're talking, and then, like, Carly's like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, well, it makes sense. Like, you know, what I'm thinking about is, like, the time that I, you know, met up with this girl and blah, blah, blah. And you end up telling a lot of personal stories. Like, that's where the trust comes in. And you're like, it's a lot of unflattering stories over whiskey, basically, about, like, you know, how I felt and how, like, you know, how this happened to Carly and, like, you know, how, like, you sort of pick and choose. So, like, you know, currently I'm in a long-distance relationship myself. I live in Brooklyn, my girlfriend lives in L.A., and so in the movie, like, one of the couples, like, they're doing a long-distance relationship, so that's, like, pulled directly from my life. But, like, you know, it's not, like, verbatim, you know, my relationship, because that would be insane and actually pretty boring, you know? So you pick and choose from our lives, and you put it into the film in a way that serves the characters, because the characters are all, I think they're all parts of us. Like, they're all things that we can relate to, some literally and some not so much.
Yeah, and Mike failed to mention that he also plays, he's an actor as well, and he also plays the character whose life, who is in a long-distance relationship. So he certainly,
you're just
for,
like,
people who know us, might invite the most questions about whether this is based off of either of our experiences directly. And I think the answer is what Mike said, which is that we are both very much in this movie, as well as the director, James. And we had a lot of conversations, and I think, I don't know that there's certainly a character in the film who has, like, my voice. She kind of speaks like me, but I don't know, but her experiences are not my experiences. But I think that our experiences in total are very much all over the movie.
Well, Mike, I have to tell you that it seems like you have a perfect venue for working through any emotional struggles that you have with this long distance relationship by being in this film. You know, work through it, brother. Work through it. I'm with you on that one.
But thank you, doctor. I appreciate that.
But that's fantastic, and I can imagine that you know, sharing each other's stories and trying to create this story, you learned a lot about each other. But I can imagine that you also learned about yourself in the process. Was there anything in particular going through this that you discovered about yourself?
That's deep.
That is pretty deep, isn't it? I know.
Yeah, I think actually I can take you off of Mike a little bit on this one. I think that's true. I think definitely when we were writing it, my joke about it is that we sort of backed into a place of real honesty from, like, maybe sort of running from something or maybe sort of disguising it. So I think I had sort of my heart broken a little not too long before we had started writing, and I think that I didn't realize it when we first started writing, and then I sort of, once we had finished the draft, I was like, oh yeah, this is a lot of my experience with this, in not the way that it plays out, but in the sort of way that I felt about it. And I think that definitely helped me sort of get some perspective and distance from that. But at the time when we were starting to write it, I wasn't thinking in those terms. I was just writing, and we would have these conversations and we'd sort of figure it out, and that's sort of in there. I think I might be a little savvy in that it feels disguised enough that no one could really call me on it unless I was being honest with them. So
right.
I hide a little bit better than maybe Mike does. But yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that's in there that I think we were sort of working through. But I mean, in that way is the only way we know how to, like, sort of get to something truthful is to write from sort of what we know, at least in an emotional sense.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, Mike will stay silent on that one. That's okay.
Oh, man. No, yeah. It's true. I mean, like, you learn, you kind of learn how you feel about different things. I mean, you know, I'm very much in the moment kind of person. Like, I don't reflect on a ton of stuff, which is actually something, like, I said that to Carly a few months ago, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think about stuff for months at a time. She goes, oh, I constantly think about, like, exactly where I am, like, emotionally and professionally. And, like, you know, so we learned a lot about each other as well. But, yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I just don't talk about, you know, a lot of, you know, like my experiences, like as I'm going through them, I sort of bury them and move on. And so there is a sort of unearthing process of all these things that have, like, you know, I've sort of been decomposing in my past, and I'm just like trying to pick through them. And like, I also have a terrible memory. So like, you know, every so often I have to like go back and try to like reconstruct what actually happened in my life. It's been very interesting. I'm still working through it.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. What was the most what was the most challenging part about working on this film?
That's a good question. I think the most challenging part was for us, I think it was just going from the moment of like deciding we're going to make a short film to actually making it happen. Like when we're writing, we're sort of in our own little bubble, you know. Like I would go over to Mike's apartment, and it would be like either after work or on the weekends or whatever we could, and we, you know, we'd sit there and we'd talk and we'd write, and it wasn't easy at all. But eventually, we had this script, and then sort of figuring out what to do once you have this script that you like and you think is good and you've had some people read it and give you notes and you're like working on it was, okay, so now we're going to make a short film version of it. And just everything about sort of making something actually come to life in the way that the people who hopefully will come see it today and saw it on Saturday, like, get to see is that, like, raising the money, you know, finding the actors, which we're very lucky to have, to know a bunch of very, very talented actors who donated their time to us. But, you know, just even finding the house and, you know, all the crew people and all everything basically that goes into making it, I think, especially on the scale that we're talking about, we didn't have a ton of money or a ton of time. And so I think that is, for me at least, that was the most challenging part. And I'm, you know, very, very proud of the way it all came together, and very aware of the fact that, like, it took, you know, maybe like 10 to 20 small miracles for it to all come together, and I'm very grateful that it did.
Wonderful. And you had mentioned earlier too that this, you had originally filmed this as a full featured film, and you,
yes.
Okay, so, but it's a short film that you are screening through the film festival. How were you able to take a full story and I'm imagining how deep and complex the storyline is and reduce it to 17 minutes.
Yeah, that's that was a big challenge. You know, we sort of had this pivotal moment. You know, like when you have a feature, you know, a feature script, which we had, which we started with, you know, one of the big questions, you know, there was sort of a, you know, fork in the road is like, do you make it a short? Because, you know, a short is, it's a great proof of concept. Like, you can gather the actors, like, people can get a real sense of the movie if you make it a short and you get, you know, you gather the actors that you want and you, you know, because Whiplash, famously, like, a lot of films have done this. Whiplash, which won the Sundance Award a few years ago, Bottle Rocket, Martha, Marcy, Mae, Marlene. Like, historically, in the indie film world, you make a short, and then you make the feature that's kind of, you know, mm-hmm. the template on how you can go about making a feature film if you can't just raise, you know, $1 million or $500,000 to make the feature. And so you have this moment where you're like, should we make the short? And if you do make the short, like, what is it? Like, what is the representative part of the feature? Like, the 5 or 10 or 15 pages that you could possibly just, like, lift out of the feature and have it stand on its own. And so we had to decide, like, you know, because we didn't want to just make it, like, you know, a little story about two people, because the movie's not about two people. It's about, you know, three different relationships. It's about complexity. It's about, like, you know, sort of like hints and allegations and like It was actually quite difficult to figure it out. And what we ended up doing is we took the first 15 minutes of the feature, and that's the short. So it takes place at a gay couple's wedding, and so you'd meet all the couples, and you begin to understand, like, you know, in a few scenes, like, who all these people are, hopefully, what they mean to each other, and, you know, where it can go from there. And we had to actually include something in the short film. There's like a little twist in the short that doesn't happen in the feature, just because we needed the short to sort of like center around some sort of like plot moment to make it feel like, you know, it has sort of has a reason to exist.
Very good. I'm actually really am interested in watching this film, so I'm going to be looking for that twist, that plot twist.
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll get there.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah,
actually, it'll be you know, if you go to otherpeoplespeople.com, right now it'll just take you to the Florida Film Fest website, you know, where you can see the trailer. But eventually, you know, the whole short will be up eventually at otherpeoplespeople.com, so you'll be able to check it out there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I know that it's played already during the film festival, and you're going to have another showing today. And I was just going to ask you, where are you going to take this short from here? But you're going to release it on your website, and people who are interested can go ahead and access it and view it from there.
Yeah, exactly. We're still doing the festival rounds. You know, we have another film festival coming up in New York City called the Katya Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we still have a few outstanding festivals that, you know, we'll hopefully get into a few more. And at some point, yes, it will eventually live on the internet like all good short films should.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And how has it been received so far?
I think one of the things that has been most gratifying for us being here, because this is our world premiere, was just seeing it with an audience that didn't know us. Like, we had a screening basically for cast and crew and people who helped make the film happen, a private screening, not anything open to the public. And that was nice. It was nice to see it on a bigger screen with people,
yeah,
not just like in one of our apartments. But this is the first time we're seeing it with people who don't know us and who, like, you know, wouldn't react with a laugh if they didn't think it was funny, because they're not doing us any favors. And so it's been really, really gratifying to see, not only to hear the laugh when they, you know, when people find things funny, and I think maybe finding surprising laughs here and there, which we weren't necessarily expecting, but is really gratifying.
Right.
And then just the comments from people afterwards saying, like, you know, I really related to this, or I just felt like it was like sort of emotional for them, or that they saw themselves or bits and pieces of relationships that they've had in it, has been really gratifying, because, you know, you make something and you like it, but you don't really know how people will receive it. And that has been, at least for me, the most gratifying and, you know, the thing that I'll take away the most from this experience, for sure.
Awesome. I can imagine if I were in your shoes, I would not even watch the movie. I would just be looking at every single audience member for their facial expression, and I would be biting my nails the whole time, because it's like, you know, it's your baby. You're revealing your baby, and you want everyone to love it. And so, yeah. I can imagine what that experience must be like.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I mean, like you said, you make this thing, you make this baby. And the nice thing about real babies is that, like, if you make a baby that's insane, like, you just kind of shrug and be like, that's nature for you. But, like, a movie, it's like if you make a bad movie that, like, people think is dumb, like, you can't really divorce yourself too much from it. Like, they're just, you know, if they don't like the movie, they're like, the ideas you had were bad and your jokes are not funny.
Right.
And that hurts, man. That hurts. That's tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I think we're at the end of our time together. I really want to thank you for coming. I do look forward to seeing this film. You know, I went on the website really quick as we were talking, and I did mention that it was going to be screened today at the Enzian at 4 p.m., but according to the 25th Florida Film Festival, it shows here that it will be screened at the Regal Winter Park Village. So I just want to make sure that I have that correct. And then after this, you'll have screenings at other film festivals. And then hopefully it'll be released soon on your website so our listeners can watch the film. But again, Mike and Carly, thank you so much. Is there any last thing that you want to say or share about this movie?
I think we've covered it all. Thank you so much. We were so happy that we got to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, man, this was great. And, you know, if, you know, we know you're a licensed doctor, so if you have any diagnoses or diagnoses for us after you see the film, by all means, reach out.
Hey, listen, Mike, you're doing everything that you need to do. Work it out, work it out. I've been in a long-distance relationship for 2 years, and it is hard. And I have to tell you, yeah, it is very, very difficult. But we made it, so, and we're still together. 17 years later, we're still together. So,
My girlfriend will be thrilled.
Yeah, that's awesome. So a shout out to you and your girlfriend, and I wish you all luck with the film as well. Yes, so thank you again, and we will hopefully see you again soon with other films and maybe have you back on the show.
Hey, great, Sam. Thanks so much.
All right. Okay, so thank you for listening to Freudian Quips, a WPRK 91.5 FM radio show, the best of basement radio. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and send in your questions for doctor's notes. Until then, I'm Dr. Sanabria. Be mentally healthy and wise. Okay, Mike? Carly?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, great. So thank you for that. How was that?
That was great, man. It's so funny. Like, we've never spoken, like, at length with anyone before about it, like, you know, quite this way. So it's, like, really interesting to, like, sort of, you know, plumb the depths for these questions, man.
Oh, man, if we had more time, I would definitely go. I would love to go deeper with it. I wish I had seen the film, because if I had, I probably would have a lot more poignant questions to ask and be able to talk about the specific characters, but I just didn't feel like I could do that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll send you the link right now. I think you're CC'd on that one email with us, right?
I'm sorry?
You're CC'd on that one email with us. We can send you the
link
to the... It's password protected, but you won't get a password for it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, because I have class today at 4 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, damn it. Otherwise, I would definitely go there and watch it. Yeah. 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 Well, you know, and the fact that it's a gay wedding, that where it takes place in a gay wedding, is really interesting, because my partner and I mean, we're a gay couple and we just recently got married. So I would just love to see.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. After 17 years, it finally happened.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, is there anything else that we need to do? For the
Nope, man. I think this is it. I really, really appreciate you having us on the show. Super fun.
Oh, thank you. Again, and I do mean that. Hopefully, you'll start doing other films, and you know, don't forget us. You started here, so call us.
Yeah,
call us back when you are famous producers.
We'll do that.
Thank you, man.
Okay, take care. Good luck to y'all.
You too.
Okay.
Bye,
all right. Bye, bye.
You are listening to
WPRK
91.5 FM.
The best.
The best in basement radio.
WPRK.
WPRK.
Yes, it's right.